Hello, hello. Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to the Boston Medium Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm excited. Wait, I can't remember. Was I not here last week or was I here? I don't even remember. Wait, wait, I was here. Yes, I was here. Oh my God. I never know what day, what time, year, month it is. I really don't. I mean, I'm serious about this when I am operating on levels that are in outer space realms. I'm going by outer space times. Please just don't mind me. Don't mind the forgetfulness. How is everybody today? Are you excited? I'm freaking excited. It's a beautiful, glorious, wonderful sunshine day. We got some. I'm going to play some vintage Hawaiian. Does that sound good? Basically, I had a dream about my ukulele. And so I took that as a cue that spirit wanted me to kind of play some vintagey Hawaiian-y sounds. You know, why not? Like, why the heck not? I think it's good to kind of close for the end of summer. And, oh, where did it go? Like, seriously, where did it go? That's what I'm wondering. So even though I am excited about the playlist and I'm excited about, you know, Hawaiian tunes and all, I'm definitely a little bummed out because it is the end of summer. Ooh, da-da-da. See, look at how nice that feels. It's so nice and it's so, ooh. Just take a moment and soak that in. Oh my God, it feels so good. I love it. Okay, I'm like kind of speechless. I didn't know it was gonna sound this good. It's good. Oh, it's so dreamy. So we're gonna, you know, we got our guided meditations. One thing that was really spectacular that happened actually was, you know, the CDs that I found last week, and I played Art Garfunkel Mozart. It was like Asleep at the Wheel. So I found that in the same exact place that I found that at the same time. I kid you not, I found a $5 bill. I have the evidence, okay? I took the picture. I found a $5 bill. That was spirit being like, what's good? I'm getting gifts, and I wonder today if I go to the same spot at the same time, if there will be a gift. If there will be a gift, that will be a miracle from God. That will just be a miracle from the planets and the solar system and everything that just unfolds. So, I really feel like this last week, it was really a heartfelt show. You know, we had a caller that was really emotional. And I'm really glad we could connect that way. And I hope you guys listened and tuned in and was able to hear that. So you've got a glimpse of more of what the live readings are. Please call. It's 617. Sorry, 617. We're not in Boston. 855-915-9636. If you can, whenever I have the lines open, please feel free to call in. Today, we're not doing readings, but whenever I have the line open, and plus, this is every week, so it's not like, you know, you'll never get a chance. Call in and try it for yourself. It's magical. It's wonderful. I love it. It raises the vibration. It's just, I just don't know how else to really put it, except for, you know, this is what this whole show is about. It's about connecting with spirit. It's about believing. It's about really getting in, gauging in, and tapping into the unseen, tapping into the angelic realms. So I just don't know how else to put that, how else to really define it. There is no definition in reality. So we will get back to this Hawaiian stuff, and let's kind of get into the meditation. Okay, so are you ready? Are you ready to get healed? So if you're here with me, please take a moment to take some nice deep breaths in and nice deep breaths out. In and out. In and out. I'm gonna sneeze, hold on. Oh, thank you. In. Out. In. And out. So right now, in this time, we are going to make a conscious decision and a conscious effort with the intention to be fully surrounded in love today and put a white light of healing and a white light of shield of a bubble around us, protecting our energy field. Because today we have the intentions to open up more, open up to the joy, to the bliss, open up to everything that is angelic, everything that is magical in the unseen. But before we do that, we need to make sure that our energy is clear and cleansed so we're not picking up on anything we don't need to be picking up on. Let's breathe in and out. The purpose for this is to understand how to shield and protect. This is a shielding and protecting. Let's go down to our feet and notice roots that are coming all the way down to the center, the core of the earth, and tying tight. And imagine there's roots like from a tree coming from your feet and going to the core, the center, the core of the earth. Feel how good it feels to just be here, still, magic, and always living in abundance, just like a tree. As a tree is an infinite dispenser of life, giving oxygen, you are this. You are the same thing. You are a constant dispenser giving life, giving infinite life and giving infinite love, just like that tree. We are one with those trees. The trees represent us. It is inside us. Everything that flows in a tree, the veins, the blood, the water, the organs, the muscles, the skin, it is the same thing that flows with inside of us. We are one with this tree. Now, as we see those roots coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth, they're tying tight. Those roots are the response that we are safe and we belong and we are here on the earth plane. That is the grounding. Just feel how grounded you are and feel how you cannot pick your feet up from the ground and how hard and difficult it is to move your feet. That is the evidence you are grounded right now. And as we come up and we make our way up to our beautiful tree that we are, we come into the earth plane. We come into the earth plane's energy and we can feel the beautiful air, the beautiful summer air that shimmers down on us, that touches our branches, that touches the bark, that touches us. Our skin is like the bark. Our branches are all of the different realms that are tapping into us. Our branches are all of the different dynamic, expanded energy that's happening within our crown chakra, that's reaching the upper realms, that's reaching the higher realms and vibrating on the highest good, the highest frequency, the highest place of joy, love, and beauty. Feel the joy, feel the magic. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. We can feel ourselves blissfully float. And as we live, feel the extension of ourselves, we realize that we're one with a leaf that decides to flutter away from the tree and float into the wind. Drifting along, drifting into space, drifting into time, drifting into air, drifting everywhere. But we're still one with our tree. But this leaf is the extension of the infinite, expansive realms that are within us. Just as God is an extension of us, We are all an individual extension of God. That tree, the leaves, everything. Everything that multiplies, we're still one with it. We multiply in bits and parts to be individual expressions of one thing. Feel that into your consciousness. Let's connect with that feeling. I am one, we are one, we are aligned. I am one, we are one, we are aligned. I am one, we are one, we are aligned. Feel how good it feels to be able to have incantations. Repeating affirmations. As we work with these beautiful affirmations, we become them. Feel right now into your heart. What affirmation would help you to be exactly what you want to be right now? Pick one thing that you would want to embody more than anything today. So when I say I am, and I make the statement, you just make your own statement for I am. It could be I am beautiful, I am magical, I am happy, I am abundant, I create wealth, I create joy wherever I go, I am deserving and worthy of everything good in life. I am deserving of good relationships and healthy relationships, anything that you can think of. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. 11:11. Breathe in and breathe out. Now in this moment, let's repeat our incantation. I am magnificence. I am royal. I have all that I need today. All of my needs are met. I am aligned with my higher self. I am pure joy. I have lots of energy throughout the day, morning, noon, and night. I am pure brilliance and confidence. My life is full of majestic, magical things and wonderful, supportive people. Breathe in, breathe out. Now, as we are here in this moment with our affirmations and the water, the air, earth, fire, we see a beautiful dragon flying in the air, coming down and approaching us. We see a beautiful dragon coming near. He comes with the most beautiful wisdom, he or she. This dragon's flying and it breathes fire. For he is the most beautiful dragon you have ever seen. Your messenger, your guide, your love. He whispers, she whispers, a message to you. That message is for you. Everything that you're hearing, everything the dragon's telling you, all that message is for you. This all down. Take an icy breath in. Exhale. Inhale. Now that you've got the message, open up your heart to all your loved ones. Let them come in today. Let them reveal signs. Let them reveal their presence is visible. See what happens throughout the day in the magic. What's going on? What is there with their love? As we come to the end of our meditation, we take all these gifts with us. The dragon, our spirits, the trees. Look at all these elements that we have worked with today. See how beautifully you're shielded and protected. See the big bubble of light, white light that shines around you. You're able to go through your day with this magic inside of you without being drained, without being pulled into societal fantasies or any kind of illusions that don't serve you. You know who you are. You walk with grace. You walk with confidence, and you walk into this world giving and sharing your most valuable gifts. See this representation and just understand and feel the gratitude of the magic we were introduced to. Just take a moment to be so grateful for that tree we could become today. For that dragon we got to see and those angels. How beautiful it is to step into the unseen and know how loved you are and how much magic is there. Namaste. When you are ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Oh, yay! I loved it. I loved that meditation so much. Thank you so much for participating in that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. So stay tuned. We have a whole 2 hours. 2 hours dedicated to music, uplifting, talking about spirit, and getting healed. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds, here with the Boston Medium, every Tuesday, a gift, a beautiful, beautiful gift from our loving, loving spirit. So we got the Beach Boys, Surf's Up. Of course, I play Beach Boys every Tuesday. It's Paranormal Playground Sounds is all about the Beach Boys. Frank Sinatra, we got coming up, The Clash, Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, so much. So much. Oh, Frank Zappa. We got this. Here's Surf's Up by the Beach Boys. And by the way, this is from the Smile Sessions. And I've got another funky, funny, quirky song from the Smile Sessions. I love playing just little bits and pieces from it. It's so punk rock. They're so punk rock. I love it. Stay tuned here on 91.5 FM WMFO. Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Up my class aristocracy, back through the opera glass, you see the pit and the pendulum drum. Taken me, dim chandelier awaken me to a song dissolved in the dawn. The music hall, the costly bow, the music all is lost for now to a muted trumpeter's swan. Thanks.
Thank you. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I found my thrill.
Hello, hello, hello. I was just messing around there with Hawaiian sounds and some our theme songs, Little Rascals. It's a Boston Medium. You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO Medford. Free Tufts Freeform Radio. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm feeling good. How are you feeling? Isn't that good? Oh my God, it is beautiful out. Like, absolutely gorgeous. What are you going to do today? I mean, there's so many things. Oh my goodness. It's just absolutely spectacular. It's just so much excitement here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, because that's what we do. Oh wow. Can I talk like full sentences? Because that's what we do. We talk to spirit, we engage with spirit, and this is how it is. So I hope you're able to relieve some anxiety, you know, some worries or some stress through the meditation. I feel like for some reason, no, I'm really tempted. I had this idea. I may do another meditation during the 2 hours. Just really getting some cleansing. It's so important to cleanse and ground and clear. Like, I really always emphasize on how important it is. We really don't realize how much stress, anxiety is contributed to the fact that we're not protecting, we don't have boundaries, and we're not clearing, and we're not cleansing on a regular basis. And we are actually picking up on other people's stuff. So I hate to break it to you, but it really goes down like this. If you're somebody who experiences a lot of stress in their life or a lot of negativity, and you're just like, well, I do not know what's going on, what is this coming from, why, and these questions, and you have no idea, a lot of the times we don't realize it has to do with people who are around us. So if you are someone who's experiencing a lot of negativity, chances are you are engaging and connecting cords with those who carry that frequency and that vibration. So you got a couple of choices. One is you can actually cut those cords and actually make an active decision to separate yourself from those people. And I'd highly recommend that, you know, letting go. Or the other thing is, you know, if it's a situation where it's a work situation or family situation where it's things you can't exactly just leave and let go of, there's things you can do actually to change the energy. And that has to do with talking about the grounding and the meditating. And in the meditating, what you do is, you know, you do the clearing, you do the protecting, you do the intentions, and with the prayer work, it's, you know, there are things you can do to change that energy, to bring you into a higher frequency. So that's why we do all of this. So I hope you were able to get some kind of soothing and some kind of cleanse and some kind of clearing from that. And I really hope, you know, I feel when I do these shows every week, it's never anything that's planned. It's always what spirit brings in, what's needed for the day. And I am feeling a strong energy right now of we really needing to clear. There's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of changes. We just had a full, beautiful moon that's supposed to help let go. I did a full moon meditation that day and it really helped let go. But I don't think I'm the only one. Ran into a lot of people who were experiencing a lot of negativity. They've been experiencing a lot of being like feeling drained and feeling tired. And really, you're not alone. Like, that's basically when it comes down to it, you are not alone. So don't even worry about it. Feel the music. There you go. It's like, there you go. Feel the music. See, just get de-stressed from that. Just listening to this, it's like a de-stressor in itself. By the way, this is the Golden Hits of Hawaii, the Outriggers. Vintage Hawaiian sounds, like I promised. So, I mean, you're not the only person who's going through this. There's a lot of things. Also, the things that are going on with the world, we need to know how to clear and ground. And I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm human being. And I'm telling you, the last couple weeks have been a little I think the last week or last two weeks at least, been a little questionable in terms of energy and shifts and changings. I've definitely been feeling it, and I've just come across people after people who have just been experiencing the same thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm not alone. You're not alone. Everyone's going through this collectively. There is a cleanse. So I feel like today, this show, we really need to work on cleansing the energy, getting right, connecting with our higher selves. So we're asking this intention. We're asking the intention, dear Infinite Spirit, to come in and help guide us, help channel the appropriate things that need to be channeled and communicate so we can properly direct our energy. Because basically, everybody picks up on negativity. Everybody engages, and we have what bring us into different states that we don't want to be in. And the whole point is to master that movement and master that energy so we don't get caught up in it. And I'm going to be honest, the past week has been a trying, difficult struggle to maintain so much solidarity within the self and not being picked up by so many other things. I feel I've been wicked distracted. I feel I've been wicked, wicked inundated by other outside sources that aren't even belonging to me. But the thing about it is that within those past 2 weeks as well, I have changed. I changed my diet and I've gotten rid of caffeine. So I've made extreme changes. See, I'm noticing when you have extreme changes within yourself, your outside world is going to change. When those negative things start occurring, do not mistake that as a mishap or an unfortunate event. See that as a blessing, because guess what that is? That's negativity coming out of you, okay? That's stuff that you were suppressing. So when I decided to change my diet and I've gotten rid of certain things. I've gotten more energy, just more clear. My head is so much more clear, just so much more focused, so much more relaxed. And between that and getting rid of the caffeine, just seeing these incredible changes. But then a little bit of stuff started surfacing, and it had to do with me. So when we're working on the cells, we have to be willing to face ourselves. We have to be willing to be aware of what we're doing. And it's like, I know exactly what's going on. I know exactly what I'm doing. I can detect myself. And it's good to know the changes. It's good to help and hold yourself accountable and responsible for your energy, for your own energy, because nobody's responsible for how you act or your reactions to things. No one is. So you're responsible for taking control in situations, in knowing discernment and having that good discernment in communication with people. How is this going to create harmony? This may create stress, so I may not do this. Or sometimes we come across something where we have the decision, I'm not gonna say something because that's going to create negativity or that's gonna create stress. But in the long run, if you hold it in, is that gonna create more damage in the end? In the long run, if you don't speak your truth, is that gonna create more damage in the end? At that moment, it may be very uncomfortable. But it will set you free in the short term as opposed into the long term. You see what I'm saying? I am a person who believes that being passive is not always positive. Sometimes being passive is extremely negative. We build it up and build up the stuff inside of us because we're taught, you know, we need to keep peace and maintain harmony and maintain this and yada, yada, yada. Don't speak up or you'll be crazy or this, all sorts of things. Whatever your higher self and intuition is telling you is right, okay? So never mind how you're going to look and never mind what the consequence of what you believe you need to do is right in order to maintain harmony. Sometimes you need to not have harmony in order to be able to prosper. Sometimes you need to create some disturbance in order to basically create change. Creation, destruction, they're this one thing of yin and yang. But understand where it comes from. Understand not a destruction where you're actually harming someone. But what I'm talking about is the destruction and where maybe someone, maybe someone, you need to have somebody not like you because you spoke up. Maybe sometimes you need to have that person hold some resentment towards you because you spoke up. Or sometimes a situation may be hostile because you spoke up. It doesn't matter. You're speaking your truth. That's the change. That's the creation. That is the progression. But all it is that the only way we're going to be able to discern is that you know yourself, you know your intuition. So constantly follow the intuition, constantly knowing what's good in a situation and what's not, what's necessary, when it's okay, when we should be speaking out, when we can hold back. Is this the ego or is this actually something coming from spirit? Is this the ego saying, let's fight, let's do this, that person did this to me, that person this, that. This person's taking this, I need to do this? Or is it spirit coming in and saying, self-care is about doing A, B, and C in order to make sure you are maintaining boundaries? So it really comes down to that, if you can catch my gist and you can catch my drift. So really, I'm just seeing it's just extremely important right now to really start learning the discernment, really start being able to clear and cleanse your energy so you can be attracting all the good things you want and all the good things you can see and all the magic. You want to attract the good things. So when we're here in Paranormal Playground Sounds, we're here trying to attract good stuff. We're not here to try to attract yucky stuff and bad things, you know, intentionally. We're here to intentionally feel good most of the time. We're here to feel uplifted and magic most of the time. But also, we're learning tools when it's not like that, learning how to carry yourself and learning how to be in harmony at the same time and not losing yourself when negativity occurs or a challenging situation occurs, because that's how you lose. That's how you fail. That's how you don't reach your success level and your success point. So you need to always have these tools. Because I'm going to tell you, obviously, it's not always going to be clouds and rainbows and unicorns. We know this, but we want it to be. No, not we want it. It can be. And the reality is it can be rainbows, sprinkles, unicorns, and flowers most of the time. So that's why I have this show, to let you know that that's a possibility. That's truth. That's a truth that I live. That's a truth that is in me. And sometimes, yes, and most of the time, I feel good most of the time in my life. I feel happy most of the time in my life. Yes, I have these little phases and these spurts where I'm a little off, I'm a little kooky, I'm a little, you know, not so my higher self. I get a little into, ego self, or a little into, oh, I could have handled that a little better, or I stepped into my earthly self and not that great of a frequency. But guess what? Those are the times where I'm learning. Those are the points where I'm growing. Those are the points where I need to get from A to B to C to the next phase. And the universe is always for you and they're always supporting you. So that's why it's such a beautiful experience to open up to spirituality, opening up to the self and opening up to growth. Do not be afraid of it, because there's only good that comes from it. There's only positivity. There's only magic and miracles that occur when you say yes to the infinite spirit and you say yes to your higher self. Let it in. Let it in, bring it in, and feel good. Feel good about you. Feel that confidence coming in, because you got it. Stay away from anybody who tells you that you are less than. Hang around all those people that see that beauty inside of you, that celebrate you, that love you, that give you that support of being you. It is up to you to choose those people and hang around those people and not let anything that is negative come in or come through, because that ain't you. That is not your vibration, honey. That ain't your vibration. That ain't your soul. Get with your soul family. Get with your starseed. Get with your tribe. Get with all those people who see you. Because you see what happens when you hang around those who don't see you? It is constant, constant struggle, and they will hold you back. They will snatch your dreams. But it isn't them snatching your dreams. It's you allowing that to happen. So they will not be at fault. You will be at fault. Embrace those every single day who honor how beautiful your spirit is. Be in the magic of it. Be in the now of that and see your beauty. I welcome you to see your beauty and see your strength today. Look in the mirror and remember this talk. Remember how much you are deserving and worthy. Please remember this. I urge you and I beg of you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for listening to the aspects. So just the intention, spirit, cleansing, clearing, getting to our higher selves, getting to it all the way. All right. I got some more. I got a playlist coming up. I want to play some more songs, get into a more happy, happy vibe, happy feeling. It's Chuck Berry, Vacation. We're going to bring it in. Who doesn't want to hear some Chuck Berry? Come on. Interesting. Got some Moby, and then I got the Dead Kennedys and a Clash. We got this. We got this, spirit. We got this. We got it. This is the Boston Medium. I will be right back here on Paranormal Playground Sounds for sure.
Picnics, beaches, and ballrooms. Just me and my honey bun. Homework, they shout, is over and out. Vacation's just begun. Far from the city, beneath the shade tree, we'll spread a basket for two. Then we'll discuss the future for us, and I'll whisper love words to you. Just can't wait for the swimming day to see your new bathing suit. It must be a gas, 'cause the one you had last, gee, was it cute. So we will dance and bypass romance. Right now they say we're too young, but I shall marry you, my love, as soon as you reach 21.
Kidding. spaceship, no one, nothing.
Hello, hello, hello. It is the Boston Medium here, the Paranormal Playground Sounds. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, I hope you're feeling the breeze, feeling it good. So, I definitely want to bring in another meditation, hopefully soon. Hopefully bring in that, just a short one, just really short, like at least like 3 to 4 minutes, and we can cleanse. I'm having fun here. I hope you guys are. Loving this every Tuesday right here. It's just so soothing, that Hawaiian music. I can't get enough of it. I really can't. Okie dokie doke. We got the flamingos coming up with I Only Have Eyes For You. Interesting, we got some stray cats. I'm like, interesting. Oh, this is coming up. This guy, like, I'm just like, because I forget what I put on, but I'm just always excited about the playlist. I'm always forgetting. It's always good. It's always good in the hood.
My love must be a kind.